Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am thrilled to invite you to Rachel Uncensored, my podcast where I get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. From personal stories to hot button issues, we cover it all. New episodes drop every Wednesday, so make sure you tune in on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.
Welcome to Fireteam Chat, IGN's Destiny show. Thank you so much for joining us today. Joining me today is CJ Gibson.
What's up?
Fran Mirabella.
Hey, Guardians.
And Sean Finnegan.
Hello.
And on today's episode, we're going to talk about E3. We're going to talk about trials going away. And looking at my notes, we're going to talk about those PlayStation exclusives and some updates from Bungie. But first, the news. Bungie has shown us a few ways our achievements in Destiny 1 are going to be represented in the sequel, and that includes a set of emblems for completing moments of triumph, unlocking items in the Rise of Iron record book, and achieving a high grimoire score. You have until August 1st to complete each, and they did say that there will be additional touches in Destiny 2 to commemorate your achievements, but they're not spoiling them just yet. In Destiny 1, Bungie revealed that Trials of Osiris and Iron Banner will be coming to an end. The final era of Destiny 1 Iron Banner takes place on August 1st, 2017, while the final Trials of Osiris will happen on August 11th. As for the console exclusives waiting to arrive on Xbox One, they will transfer there in October 2017. Creative Director Luke Smith did say that the upcoming PlayStation exclusive content for Destiny 2 will arrive on Xbox One and PC in 2018. That's it for the news this week, but don't forget to check out the full episode over on youtube.com/fireteamchat for all things Destiny. CJ, you're feeling great about the Trials news.
No! Why? Why does it have to go away? I thought it was a joke. People were tweeting that out, and I didn't believe it at first.
I just don't get what the point is. Like, why?
Yeah, that's I think that's odd. The big question is, this is where they get into that tricky spot of understanding you got Destiny 2 coming up. I think there's maybe a good reason for it, but I don't know what it is. I think that's the tough part. We don't have an answer. Like, is it like, because the services team needs to move on, or so, is it literally to make you want to play it more?
Our job here on Fireteam Chat is to speculate wildly.
Yeah.
And I can't even think of any reason, speculative or wild, that they would take away
services team. Like, if they, for some reason, have to do those resets and track, which I don't know why they would or not, but if they have to move on to get ready for the next one, I don't know.
So there's people like me who are going, oh, once D2 will come out, I will still go back to Destiny 1 and play Trials. That hurts.
Oh, remember, CJ was like, I'm pretty sure I'm going to play every weekend. Actually, I kind of
they heard me.
Yeah, because like CJ was like thinking of the old times he'd always be able to return
that
to.
Nostalgia.
The addict in him, because he played Halo 2 for like 10 years
forever.
Or something.
Now, to clarify, this does not mean we will not get these events in Destiny 2. We do know we're getting 4v4, Trials of Osiris, and D2.
Yes.
I don't know if we've heard about Iron Banner.
Well,
yeah, we also don't
know
when.
Trials of the Nine, right, is the... Is that still just a
rumor?
We also
don't know when. Sometime before the first DLC drop is what I remember them saying.
No, what they said was you would have a... they didn't use quite these words, an ample replacement. So they're like,
before
you have
DLC one.
And we're like, well, we know we have elimination, but that's not trial. So it sounds like they've concocted like a stand-in.
Yeah.
That's not whatever this new Trials of the Nine or whatever else is called. So, but it will that be their day one even? We still don't know quite that.
But this is my biggest fear in general. I remember thinking, okay, like how long will Destiny stay online for? And seeing them cherry pick things out of Destiny 1.
Yeah, that was a surprise.
That's nerve wracking.
Well, then after that, like they're bringing the Taken King stuff back and then they're just kind of like, that's it.
See you later.
Like Destiny 1, that's just like, we can't focus on that anymore. I think they're just, they don't have the resources to focus on both products, it seems like.
Yeah.
I mean, no one's arguing
that. Or they're
that.
Choosing to focus on the sequel.
I don't think that that's a problem, right? But like, why take away from the game? Just let the game be what it is at the end of Destiny 1's life before
it has
to Destiny 2.
It has to take more resources than we realize. That's the only reason why they wouldn't have it come back.
Do you think there's a chance they potentially are like, okay, the way that they added some of these features in, they're like, well, we want people to migrate to D2, so... just gone, period, for that reason.
Then why not just like take the whole game offline? Now there's no Destiny, so you have to get Destiny.
Yeah, then they can't sell anything.
Yeah.
I was reading it again because I was like, didn't they provide better detail? But again, this is where it gets tricky for fans. They just say, Destiny 2 is rapidly approaching, like a sneak attack that's just about to crest the horizon. This means that our two competitive endgame experiences will be going into hibernation before reemerging to spread their beautiful wings in unexpected ways in Destiny 2. So we don't know when and what in Destiny 2, but we also don't know why this means. That's the part that's missing. There's something between those two sentences. Mm-hmm. Destiny 2's coming. And because of that, we have to get rid of them. I don't
know. Like, what?
But, you know, I get there's always things. They always talk about, like, things are going to change and we're not sure. And I don't know. This is one of those moments that the fans have the same reaction we do.
Hurtful.
Like, just tell us why.
Yeah.
I just want to know why. And if it's like the truth is... we just want you to play Destiny 2.
Yeah.
It feels like that.
No, that is the hard message. That's the problem. We're going to speculate. You're taking them away just to like get us super hyped for D2, which I kind of understand, but it's not really a good reason to stop a game that I bought.
Well,
you know?
So that's a different discussion, but even thinking about Xur and all these other things, like what else potentially
could go away?
Yeah, what's next? Go away?
Xur's staying.
Like, I heard that Xur's staying.
No, they say it in the updates. So
I know,
there.
But for now,
there must be something going on the back end that we're not aware of. Because remember when the Taken King came out, they revamped all of the old playlists. Like they took away a bunch of the 6v6 PvP modes and stuff, and they're like, you can only do these three.
They were
modes.
The same game, though.
Yeah.
This no, but it, totally that's what I mean game. Is like it's a
now
similar
services side. Maybe?
Yeah, like there's a similar situation there, and again, just with the PvP mode specifically that they had to take away in order to let Destiny just be or to move on with Taken King. I don't know why,
elimination will still be there and everything. I'm just like, I feel like they have some really smart people over at Bungie, and I feel like they could have figured out a way to automate trials.
Yeah.
To just come back, just be like, we're automating trials starting September, so you might have a different experience, and that's what it's going to be like forever.
And so what's going to happen now if you go up to Brother Vance? He's just going to be like, well, sorry.
Yeah. Dude, he'll be gone.
Hey,
right?
Can I give you these boons?
No. That's what's interesting.
I'm not interested in having them anymore.
Well, he'll be gone.
Strange coins are not welcome here.
But I bought all these boons. Yeah. Doesn't matter.
Exactly. Sorry, Guardian. I wanted to make two points. One, I actually never expected Iron Banner to go on.
No.
That one I didn't expect.
He has all those lines of dialogue about the trial.
He should. That actually would be a funny way to handle it. Where he's like, just keeps
ignoring
you.
You know what? Never mind.
Right?
Yeah.
He actually, just out of his robe, you like go up to him to buy. Oh, sorry, I got to take this. Sorry. He's like,
maybe it's the queen.
Off.
I don't know.
Remember when you bought 500 boons?
But I want to make the point right. I didn't think Iron Banner was going to continue on. So that one, whatever, not as big as a surprise. But Trials for sure. That was like out of nowhere. But also would point out maybe it has something to do with wanting to get us those last moments only playing just certain things for whatever reason.
Yes.
But I still don't understand what that is.
Well, it's an incentive to do the book and a bunch of other things like that too. Because I know you were working on heavy kills. Every time I play with Destin and Trials, he's like, let me get this heavy kill.
I have one more to get.
Really? You still do?
Then I've completed every node in the book. No, I've already got the shirt. But I want to complete every node, and the only one I needed was heavy trials kills.
So that's crazy. So even thinking of that, like, you won't be able to do that after August 11th.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I knew there was going to be a time
I'm sure
runner,
I can get but... one more heavy kill.
Oh, you just trolled yourself now.
Yeah. The book closes, I believe, on August 1st. So, I mean, you got to get everything done before it's first anyway.
Yeah.
So.
I feel like that's plenty of time.
Yeah, it is plenty of time. For if you're
me,
not us,
not
you're
I don't,
like,
for other people, I don't know.
Dude, I'm busy. I'm actually now.
We're all I'm very.
I don't have a warlock.
Well, you're already done with what you needed to get all your stuff.
Right? I have my shirt, yeah. So.
You have everything I think you need for the triumphs and everything.
Yep.
But I actually have not 100% gotten
there. Me either.
Because I'm like, oh, I'll do it. I got 5 months. Now I'm like.
The pressure is on.
Now I don't. And I'm really busy.
And we're in con
July.
Season. Yeah.
So guess what I'm doing this weekend?
Exactly.
Yeah. Legitimately, I'm back to the book.
Like, the grind.
In fact, I may not be able to play trials till like Sunday or Monday.
Yeah.
Like I might have to wait.
So part of the reason this is happening is because of these rewards for Destiny 2. They're like, hey, you have until August 1st to get these, or August 11th, including Iron Banner, to get these things. How do you guys feel about the emblems that you're going to get? I think they're really subtle.
Yeah.
It doesn't really... I've been talking about this a lot. It's like, what's incentivizing me to stay PlayStation with the character progressing forward? And they did say that there's going to be subtle things in the game. And I'm going to start on PS4. I mean, the Xbox One X isn't out until November.
You're not starting on PC.
PC doesn't start until after Destiny starts in October, late October.
It was in my window.
Of course.
So
pretty much.
We'll all be starting PS4 for the most part, except Sean. And it's just kind of like, well, that doesn't really incentivize me to stay on PlayStation, but that's fine because I have all these other cool new platforms to check out. How do you guys feel about them? Do you like them? They're cool.
The emblems?
Yeah.
I'm more interested in what they said they would only shed a little light on.
Yeah.
That's a pun, by the way.
Get it? The ghost light?
I didn't.
Little light.
Deej did.
I Wait, hold on. Back up.
Dialogue of
Explain
the
Explain that again.
So you
Little light. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, but the emblems.
I don't have time
stuff,
to explain why I don't have time to explain.
There it is.
All right.
Somebody wrote that on paper.
Don't do that. Little light.
Exactly.
Somebody wrote that on paper, then had somebody read it, then did the audio correction, and then put
it
in
mixed,
a game.
It got mixed, and it is in the game.
Yeah, pretty much.
I've totally lost my train of thought after that. No, I was going to say, like, emblems, we actually already have some of these, and, like, that's great. And definitely them carrying forward. It was nice to know for sure. This is what you specially will be bringing forward. So you can get a look at in the weekly update. You're like, oh, cool. Like, these are the ones. And there was, I believe there was, like, one in there we hadn't seen yet, or one or two. But those will come forward to Destiny 2, which is cool. But I'm more interested in the... They said there was going to be other things they don't want to spoil yet.
Yeah.
So that's where, like, what is it? Like, is
I think
it?
It's, I think it's going to be like subtle nods during the campaign or maybe like unique sort of side quests that
I
you
think
have
its characters
like
always kind of like nodding.
I think it could be emotes.
Yeah, so. Subtly.
I
think it could be emotes or maybe what could it be?
I don't think
I was wondering if they would do anything.
They
like,
made it sound like it's narrative based.
So. I brought this up before.
But how do you
like,
share that with other people? That doesn't make sense.
What do you mean share it with other people?
In other words, these are supposed to be things you show off that you had
yeah,
to be
so
there.
That's what I was hoping
Nobody
for.
Nobody sees that in your campaign. I mean, not directly.
Roma.
In Diablo 3, when you played a bunch of Diablo 3 like and then you bought Reaper of Souls, you were given – your character had like a visual change to it. You have these big like sort of glowing angel wings that are really awesome.
Trials.
And – yeah, exactly. Basically that, like ornaments, except you know they make your arms and – head and whatever glow in a special way, and people can see it when they're in the tower or out in the world. A visual change like that would be awesome. Emblems are cool, but like you can only see someone's emblem if you're inspecting them or if you're like in a party
player
with them.
Directories, your guided games probably in the future.
Your so character for the entire campaign is just fully engulfed in orange flame. It's like, he finished Destiny 1.
Remember, like for the reason they took away the Nightfall buff with the glowing head, and then they brought it back because I guess they. Their philosophy.
They liked it.
Yeah, right, fans wanted it. Yeah.
But didn't they take it away because other people were like, oh, I can't believe that
no,
guy
no,
has
it.
I always feel compelled.
It was more that it was more that people were doing the Nightfall first because they felt like they had to get the experience buff.
Okay.
Yeah. First of all, it was the experience buff, but then they took the thing away with it.
Right.
Because people felt inclined, like, I have to do this first, which was kind of ruining your choice to...
But what we've learned from that is that people like to have a visual customization.
Yeah,
Especially if it's something you earned, and if it's something, like, meaningful, like, I was there during Destiny 1. So I would love to see something like that.
I think the biggest thing too is we don't know how it's going to track. So are you planning on staying on PS4? Probably.
This was a question, yeah.
Can it go between platforms?
Yeah, we don't know if your moments, your emblems can go between platforms. So I'm speculating they can. I think it'll be a Bungie reward type system.
And a lot
Bungie
of people
Net,
are wondering
redeem it
that.
Once.
Yes.
And you can get all your stuff one time, probably you choose your platform.
Because if you switch to PC and you want to do all that stuff, and if you've played on Xbox and want to go to PC or vice versa, hopefully that's the reasoning behind that. Because if they have armor, it's going to be tough to do that kind of stuff with anything visual like that.
I'll bet you it doesn't work for PC.
Yeah, are we still talking about this topic at all, Destin?
I was actually going to move on.
Just very,
That's fine.
Yeah. My last thoughts on that were, yes, I would love to see ornaments or chroma. Great way to do it. Or what if there was like a weekly drop of like, you know, how you have the pumpkin heads? Or what if you got like a weekly drop to
as
use?
As long as I can delete them if I don't want them.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that sounds probably more complicated. But what if you like every week you get a few things to,
I have
like
900 pumpkin heads that I don't want in my vault.
Yeah, but like, for example, what if you could use some particle effect for 30 minutes to show off like, I was there at the vault, or
a hair effect.
Yeah.
A hair effect.
Fireworks just shoot out of your
there you go. Brand is
or like, you know, you get to the new like social space, like boom, you drop from the ceiling and then you're like playing guitar. And then
you guys ever play
my guitar emote is like my default one. The wrong
it a lot.
Scott drops down.
Anyway, I know you gotta move.
Remember in Halo 3 when like you played with the skulls that like you're the shooting the brutes like into confetti? Like what if every time you die?
Yeah.
Explode into confetti.
That would be great. You know what else was great? When we all played Destiny 2 at E3.
Yes.
So, really quick, I want to recap some of the stuff we experienced. Fran, you and I got to play the pole dancer.
We got a t-shirt.
I didn't get the Destiny shirt memo, guys.
You didn't?
Sorry.
You got – oh, well, you have a shirt.
Oh, okay. I have the shirt.
Yeah, yeah.
But you got one. Destiny shirt.
You got one.
This is the one we got when we played at E3. These are the ones the devs were wearing. It was nice of them to give them out to the fans.
These are for anybody who played the demo. We played the new game mode, which I keep forgetting the name of.
Countdown.
You keep making me forget.
Oh, my goodness.
Like that.
Yeah. Countdown. And
you guys were pole dancer.
Yeah. Fran and I play pole dancer. Fran didn't get to use it because he got his butt kicked so bad.
He used it once. He actually killed me.
Really?
And stabbed one time.
So,
at the
real name
I never
is not
got to use
pole
it.
Pole dancer, though.
No.
It's Arc Strider. Just making sure because I'm forgetting that part now, too. Because we just. Anyway, we did get the part.
Arc Strider subclass.
Yeah. Dude, yeah.
Yeah. I didn't really get to use it on anybody because they were all dead.
Oh,
so
I
fast.
Did.
You got to use it on CJ. What was it like fighting an enemy with it? It seems like it's very close range.
I
no
let him
range
kill me.
With the,
I let
with
him
the
kill
sofa.
Me.
Let's first set up what happened to Fran. Hey, everybody, come over and play. Like
we stacked the team.
Fran, you can make the appointment. We brought in Mountain Man and Sev. Who are two
and
people
CJ
we play
and
with.
Me.
And
me.
And then
CJ's there.
But guess what? I'm the fifth wheel. And so they're all piling in and they all get on a team and are like looking. And then I get put with all like the random
randos.
People.
And like, fun fact, they haven't played Destiny before.
Yeah. First of all,
they were all zero in the fourth round.
Yeah.
So I get put in countdown with these folks. That's worth the setup.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, by the way, Stev's like top 200, 100. Depends on the time.
Mountain are both
and
good.
CJ's quite good and Mountain is also quite good.
And Destiny's all right.
But I was like second on the board at the end.
You get enough heavy kills and trials, then I respect you. But anyway, so I'm on the other side, so my whole team kept getting wiped, and that's what I was going to set up, is I was like the last one standing, like, oh my God, but it worked to my advantage, because boom, I had Arcstrider, and I got that one moment, only once, I believe, to pop it, and I came at you guys, I killed two of you, and
Killed me and somebody else, yeah.
It feels a little bit like Arcblade, but the whole physics of the game are different.
Yeah.
But it felt great. And I got some really good tips from Lars, I believe, when I was playing. And also, who else was there with us? Was it John?
John.
Yeah, it was Lars and John.
Yeah.
Someone else was there. Oh, no, Cosmo.
So glad you guys invited me to come play with you guys.
Yes, we did. I sent you the invite to say, hey, come over at 10:30.
Yeah, by the way, so when you're in your Arcstrider,
I did.
Pro tip is right, like you can sort of dodge towards them.
Staggered sticks, though, Sean. Yeah.
So you can dodge and move towards them. So you got to get used to that new PlayStation Circle double tap. Like it's a better way than just like
you can
jumping
shade step infinitely when you activate the super.
When you activate it, so you're kind of like rolling to get in close, and then boom. And actually, when you depending on your perk, you know you can get the kill, which will refill like a melee or something. So you can even get like faster. Returns on how you do it. So it was really nice. Strategically, it felt better.
But I like the Blade Dancer comparison.
Yeah.
Yeah. And did it feel like you were, like, you know, when you hit Blade Dancer and it connects, it always kind of feels like you're like praying that it, like it.
No, this, I recall it feeling pretty solid.
Like you hit him, it connects, and
It's because it's the pole now or whatever. Right. So that definitely, I didn't feel like I had little arms.
With the Blade Dancer, it always feels like you're hitting a flat wall.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, hopefully this registers.
I recall it feeling a lot more like, I just really connected at it. A good enough distance. So it felt great. The Shade Step component definitely, by the way, is the biggest change if you play Shade Step. It's weird. You almost like spin to the left or right, I think. It's not like it's not a simple roll back and forward anymore. So, and the recharge took forever on that. I mean, obviously the loadouts may change, but anyway, those are my impressions.
I'm glad you liked Arc Strider a lot.
And I led the team with a 6-0 KD, and it's immortalized on Bungie's page. So they tweeted it out. There's a shot where we're all kind of sitting there, and like Fran's on the other side with like Lars, and he's
with his head down.
Someone should
I'm gonna die.
No, I think I was like, wait, what? Nobody's coming on my team? Like, what? That's
feels what bad.
We're like, no, we're good.
Yeah. You guys are like,
but it was fun.
Also, while at E3, we got to play PC just real quick. Oh my God, it is so smooth on PC. It is so good on PC.
So I played for the first time Destiny 2 on PC at the NVIDIA booth there, and wow, the effects, like the particle effects, the rain effects, like the detail in the environments, the color, it all feels so good at 4K.
And that wasn't even Ultra. We've not seen Ultra settings yet.
We have footage live on the site. By the way, we have a bunch of awesome E3 coverage just in general that you should probably check out. But
nice work, everybody.
Yeah, great job, everyone.
We did it.
But I definitely feel the call of PC now. Like, as a PC-first guy, like, I'm a big Counter-Strike player. Destiny is one of those games that I have numerous times said on the show, like, I'm not necessarily sure if it's one of those games that benefits greatly from having 60 FPS. I now have to retract that statement because it definitely does. Like, it feels very fast, very fluid.
And when you go back after playing on that, it's jarring.
Yeah, I mean, it was always a little jarring because I'll come from Halo, which is 60 FPS, to Destiny, and I'll be like, oh my God, we're all frames.
Different.
Yeah. But I had convinced myself, and maybe some of this was rationalization, that like, I liked the slowness of 30 FPS and that Destiny feel because it was unique and, to be frank, a little bit more casual. Mm-hmm. Like Halo, Counter-Strike, like those are way more hardcore. And I actually kind of see the mentality transferring now that PC will be a part of the equation, because that's how I felt. Is like, it's faster, it's more precise. Like, I just kind of now feel like I need to play it at that level.
Yeah, and Bungie games have always been at 30 FPS. I didn't want to trigger anybody by saying 30p. It's really weird though.
You're still correct.
But. Yeah, I know. It is one of those things though. Not technically, sort of. In the film realm.
Let's not get caught up on that.
But it is weird. Like playing with the mouse and keyboard, I found I was able to be really accurate with the mouse. So I enjoyed that part of it. It's the keyboard element of the game that's difficult for me. Not, you know,
plug in a controller.
And that's what I'm going to do. Again, I got Flame when we were live talking about that, but I am going to play with a controller, but I do want to try to get better with mouse and keyboard. Like, moving around corners and the way you can maneuver, you know that playing with a controller on, you know, PC, you're going to get wrecked by really good keyboard players, like, hands down. But I still think, competitive-wise, that's where people are going to go.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'll be there too.
There was also a quote about there not being recoil on PC.
Thank
goodness that PC lead David Shaw kind of reworded the statement. Recoil mode on PC, it's modified heavily on PC for awesome M/KB gameplay,
mouse
and keyboard, that still feels like Destiny, but we still have recoil. So
I was gonna say, like,
a bunch of outlets started running with this one and I'm like, I played it, I'm looking at my footage, you can see it. It's there. What are they talking about? And his clarification is very helpful. So yeah, there's recoil on PC. So if you've heard that,
it would have been weird if there was no recoil on PC.
I remember when Duggan was like, "Hey, what's this about? There's no recoil on PC." I played it. I remember recoil, and I'm like, "Let's look at the footage."
Yeah,
and I'm like,
it.
"I remember recoil." Yeah. And then like they were able to clarify. Thank goodness. It was a strange.
Yeah,
statement.
It's not the same as console. It's modified for mouse and keyboard.
Yeah, so. Definitely.
But Mark Nosler did say that if you plug in a controller, there will be some aim assist there as well too. On the PC side. Yeah, he tweeted out because I remember thinking, that's nice
how it should
for
be.
Controller players like myself. So.
All right. It sounds like they're paying a lot of attention to that, and aim assist is a big issue for PC players. Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see how that goes.
Yeah, I found myself, just going off CJ's point here a little bit, I did find myself, like, when I first played – so I played the demo twice, and the first time I got in there, like, it was just really hard to shake my Counter-Strike, like
– Oh, yeah.
Muscle memory. Like, I remember I saw an enemy, and the first thing I did is turn and crouch. Because, like, you gain accuracy when you crouch in Counter-Strike. And I'm like, that's not how Destiny works.
Well, unless you have Take a Knee perk on. But,
yeah, and then I didn't ADS either. And then I was like, oh, yeah, you ADS and run around in this game. You don't have to like, strafe shoot, or, like, crouch shoot like you do in Counter-Strike. But I kept doing it, and I was like, this is hard. And then I had to keep looking at the little thing. I was like, what is
you
super?
You can remap everything, thankfully.
You can, but it was just a little, like you said, it was a little weird to get used to.
Yeah. And if you're not a mouse and keyboard guy, like Lars was watching me in the back, and I was like, this is terrible. Please, I just want to go in my own corner. Nobody look at how I'm playing. Like, it was not good.
Like, your super being F by default was a little weird for me. And then, like, Q is grenade, and, like, Q has always been quick switch for me. So, like, I don't know. It's just weird.
The final topic we want to talk about today is we did want to bring up PlayStation exclusives one last time. I feel like we're kind of beating a dead horse here. But so we know Luke Smith with Destiny 2, he said that the PlayStation exclusives will come to Xbox and PC in 2018. And
fall. I was just going to say, that's a good confirmation because the asterisk at the trailer at the PlayStation conference said till at least, you know, fall 2018.
Which Sean got to see live.
Yep. And the Taken King exclusives are finally coming, as we said at the top of the show, to Xbox in October 2017, a month after Destiny 2 is launched.
That's the interesting point about this. It's just like, this is the worst case scenario about a timed exclusive, is the timed exclusive period is longer than the lifespan of the game.
Yeah.
Like, so, for all intents and purposes. Like, the game's not dying, but, like, if you're a Destiny player, when Destiny 2 is out, you're not really going, maybe Trials CJ over here might go back to Destiny 1, but you're not going back to Destiny 1. So, for all intents and purposes, those exclusive pieces of armor and weapons just never got into Xbox players' hands.
The time period was too long.
Yeah. So the whole conversation that happened online with Duggan and you and some other people, and it was kind of an interesting point. It's just like, look, if you're going to make it that long, just say they're exclusive. Yeah. Like, why even give the other platforms the hope? You know, and what do you guys think about that?
I mean, how many times do I have to say it? I want to keep it short because, like, you were right. For me specifically, I've said it so many times on this show. I don't like PlayStation. I don't like platform exclusive content. I think it's damaging for the community and it splits up the audience. And I wish that they didn't do it, but, like, if they're going to do it at all, I wish it was at least a reasonable time period.
Yeah,
like, I could eat it if it was
3 months,
or even 6 months, but, like, a year, 2 years. And then how about this? 2 years after the game sequel's already out. That's a little ridiculous.
Yeah, that is long.
I'm going to play devil's advocate for a second, and then I'll explain a little more clear about why I don't like the exclusives. But what about Xbox? Like, they're on their stage. They're like, we have all these exclusive content during their conference at E3. They're revealing exclusive. Do you have an issue with
Destiny?
That? Not just for Destiny, just for games.
Sorry, I keep getting the words confused because my brain is fried. I'm against platform exclusive content across the board. Mm-hmm. It's not just because I'm not just whining because I'm an Xbox player. I don't think that Xbox should have had Call of Duty maps before PlayStation did back in the Xbox 360 PS3 days.
Yeah.
I just don't really talk about that because I don't really play Call of Duty. I just wish that, especially for multi-platform games, that if you pay the same amount of money, you get the same amount of content.
Got it.
And I get it. It's small. Like, it's a strike. It's a quest. It's some armor. It's a weapon or two here and there. But over the course of a couple of periods, like me and Brian Malkowitz went and looked this up yesterday, over Taken King, the April update, in 2016, and then Rise of Iron, that list of exclusive content that we never got as Xbox players is kind of long.
Yeah.
It included a bunch of stuff that I didn't even know was there. And that is kind of it's just frustrating. And people are like, well, it's the reality of the business, so deal with it. And I'm like, okay, I still play.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean I can't sit here and moan about it.
It doesn't mean I'm like, these are great.
Yeah. I don't have to like it.
The period of time for sure. I think that's the.
So that's my big problem. And part of it's that the Destiny community is so incredible that I don't think I really like saying, ha ha, Sean, I got an exotic and you don't. We don't really do that to each other. And it's because it's one of the best communities in the world.
Well, we do if we got it before them. We actually have like 10, 20 shows that we did that to.
Yeah, I did. I'm just kidding.
Jokingly, maybe, but in reality.
Yeah, we don't want to make,
In reality, I don't care about the spaceship. I don't care about the armor so much. My main problem is with the exotic because Destiny is a gun game. It's about the gun feel. It's about the new gun meta and like what you're using in Crucible or what you're using in campaign. And if I can't have that conversation with my Xbox and PC brethren in the Destiny universe, that really makes me mad. It makes me so mad. It's just like, get rid of the exotics and fine, whatever.
Yeah, but – so I get that, by the way. But I don't think having a conversation with someone is exactly the problem. Mm-hmm. I get it. But
it totally is.
The issue is
– I couldn't even talk to Sean about Hawkmoon because he's like, yeah, it'd be great to talk to you about that. I don't know what that gun's like.
I know. I'm just saying – I love that. I was just saying the real issue is that you have to choose a platform based on the amount of time.
Also that.
It's there. That is really the main issue. And again, like if it's a period of months – you know, maybe – because, again, like if you feel like, oh, I'm on this platform. All right. I'm missing out for 3 months. Like I don't love that, by the way, but I can accept it. And then I get it and we all move on.
Yeah.
But the length of time, definitely. Like if you've never used it.
A immediate. Year.
Never
you've
used,
never
it,
used
it.
And it's a great gun.
Looks real cool.
It had its time.
Wish I had it.
They changed the meta as well. And so like you never get to experience that.
It's not even just the guns. I just also want to point out the maps. Like – strikes and stuff are really cool. PvP maps, like when I was looking up this list, I was like, this Icarus map that PlayStation players have had forever, I was like, that looks really cool from the screenshots. Will I ever get to experience it? No, because I'll be playing Destiny 2. Yeah. Like,
they're not
that
all
sucks.
That great, but it definitely would make
Icarus
sense
is pretty good
to have them.
So here's the only other side, I guess. I guess I need to play far, far devil's advocate and say, so from a business standpoint, I mean, I do get it though. Like, is there a part of us that...
No. I think we're all in agreement there.
They were paid a bunch of money.
Right.
So, in the end, Bungie, Activision, Sony, they're all businesses, and their main goal is to
make money. Yeah.
While providing great content and experience for the players. In Sony's head, this means something different, right? It means, well, we want the most players possible on our platform playing this game, so how do we incentivize
them? Microsoft knows this. Like you said, they did this last time with Call of Duty. They were the lead dominant platform.
Yeah, they were doing
it
7 years.
But I want to point out, numerous times since then, after Phil has taken over, he says he doesn't like that, and that's why he doesn't make those deals, which
I
respect.
Yeah. Well, but also think about this. Like right now, PlayStation's also dominating Xbox One, hugely. So if you think about the install base, it's like right now, we're in a different situation than it was with 360 and PlayStation 3 last time. PlayStation 3 was not the dominant console for...
It was 360, yeah.
Yeah, for online PvP games.
Totally.
You would always say, oh yeah, you know, early on, all the guys from Xbox 360 will crush PlayStation or, you know, and whatever. And that...
Still true.
Well, no, I don't think so anymore because a lot of those guys have migrated to PlayStation.
Mm-hmm.
Staggered 6, yes, but...
You just buy a controller.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Sticks. I'm saying is this. Right now, if you think about how that, you know, Bungie ended with Microsoft, I remember when that announcement was happening. That was huge.
It was like, messy.
It sounded like it was messy. So I don't know what happened behind the scenes there. But in some ways, a part of me is wondering, like, I'm amazed that Destiny is not actually a PlayStation 4 exclusive. Like, even if we think about it, like, imagine if that were to be an exclusive. Because that's what Microsoft did with Halo.
Well, but then it'd be different because you're not adding content that's not somewhere else.
Also a little different. Like, when Microsoft was, well, with Bungie, they were a first party for Microsoft when Halo was being developed.
Right. So, but in that sort of split, Microsoft got Halo. Bungie's like, okay, we're going on our own. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. You know, to think about them working and doing that whole
thing. Yeah, it could have happened for sure, but it doesn't really – my only point – that's kind of moot to the topic. Like,
no.
Meaning you have multi-platform. They're making exclusives.
Yes.
The idea, by the way – again, the business idea is they're creating new content, which would never exist. That's the part that's so hard for people to understand. Meaning the story is supposed to be we would never have Zen Meteor if Sony didn't pay for it. That is the story, and that is what's so hard for – us to understand, because it doesn't seem realistic. It seems like they were going to make it anyway. But the truth is, we'll never really know. Because, right, you can't prove that they would have made that gun.
We can go back in time to Assassin's Creed 2, I think it was, where they had memories that DLC that you could download, or it was Brotherhood or something. Yeah. Anyway, they literally took, it seemed like they took two of the missions out, made it DLC, and it reviewed really poorly.
Again, that's the issue is like how –
it's that type of content that drives you crazy.
But how do you know?
Well, I mean, they created it. It is going to Xbox and PC, so I assume like that's –
but they were paid to create it. That's the story.
That's what you're saying?
No, that's literally the whole idea. Sony.
So you're saying
Sony isn't paying. See, even you're confused. Sony is paying for the creation of new content. That's why they want it to be exclusive. It's not supposed to be something that was taken away.
Well, that's
how it's supposed to be.
They have not messaged it that way in any way. And if that's what's happening,
And I'm not defending
it. A little clear.
This is the problem. Mm-hmm. Nobody sees it that way. How can you prove it? Yeah. So it's so messy. And that's why, like, okay, I don't think it should happen. But when it does, if it's a short timeline, I can, like, get over it. Right. Like, it happens all the time. Yeah. Like, Soul Calibur way back in the day, like, that's platform exclusive characters. Like, you're never going to see them somewhere else. And technically, that was something the companies were sort of.
Yeah.
Getting that, but the point is, it's hard for the gamer to understand, and
yeah.
Well, that goes back to the root of
it. And it should be hard for the gamer to understand, because the gamer has always been told, like, you make games for the gamer. It's the experience of the gamer that matters most. And all these companies always say that until they make decisions that don't act in the gamer's best interest.
Well,
this is how I feel. It's like, you know, we just don't feel, we feel like we're getting stuff, at a time when, like, it's already passed for other people.
You're getting hand-me-downs, basically.
Yeah. Well, you just don't know. Like, actually, I'll just bring up Dark Below. Like, people speculated that was created for the main thing and taken out, and then it became DLC, and it got a lot of flack for that.
Because it's geometry's in the game, and then it's finished off.
So the real question is, and it's impossible, how do you quantify the amount of work that goes into a game and the $60 you pay for it? Because there's tons of games that are like $60 that
I'll
are like half the size of Destiny.
Yeah.
But how do you quantify that for the gamer? It's actually
impossible. I'll tell you how. Right? I'll tell you how. Yeah. You don't think of it that way, and you think about it in terms of the gamer's $60. Like, the fact of the matter is, regardless of who paid for the content to be developed or not, or if that's how it was at all, which to your point isn't a problem that I don't think any of us will ever be able to address because we're not devs and we're not in the room when these deals are being made. But to the gamer, it's all the same anyway. Xbox players pay $60, PlayStation players pay $60, PC players will pay $60, but PC and Xbox get less. Yeah. Fact. And that sucks. Like, mm-hmm. There's no way that as a gamer I can justify
that. You
don't
see that Sony paid for extra content for you for saying, thank you, Sean, for picking me. I'm going to give you free stuff.
Yeah.
That's what it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Mm. But per this point, it's so hard to understand.
Like, you just
All I know is, community-wise, I don't see a lot of people being like, go PlayStation exclusives, because of the conversations that are harmed within the player community because of it.
Yep.
And that's why I don't like them. That is the whole point I've always
to make. And I want to reemphasize, it's not a platform. It's not because I'm an Xbox player. Like, I had the same reaction when Xbox made Rise of the Tomb Raider a year-long time exclusive. I was like, ooh, not a good look. Because, like, one, that is – Tomb Raider specifically is like a PlayStation – like a historically PlayStation property.
What do you
property.
Think of PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds?
I mean
– it's exclusive to Xbox.
I totally get that.
Exclusive just, window. Yeah.
Yeah. I know. Well, but we don't know
year?
How long. That's right. You don't know how long.
Probably not.
Yeah. So anyway, we could keep going on that
again,
forever.
To say, to just go on the record, I don't think platform exclusive content is a good thing. But if you're going to make a game exclusive, that's a different conversation.
Yeah. Or at the very least, it's got to be super clear to the audience, like where the value is coming from and why and all that.
So it's a little murky. And I think for the most part, not a lot of people love the exclusives. I really like that Luke came out and said, look, I
he
think
confirmed.
They, yeah. One year. Like, one year. Because the Taken King thing is a mess.
Yeah. Yeah.
October? What?
2 years.
Yeah.
A month
after the sequel's out? No
one's
going to
get it. Yeah, with Trials and Iron Banner out of the mix now, it's like Destiny 1's basically on life support. It's like, here you go. Here's Zen.
Yeah. And enjoy. I have to imagine that Bungie doesn't really like this. It's difficult.
Yeah,
it's difficult to message. Like, what do they even say?
They can't. No. You can't take money from Sony. And again, the part of that is the business with Activision. And so that's the line you got to toe. We got to do that at IGN sometimes, right?
Like,
being a big business.
Bungie is very, like, Bungie has a long track record of being very involved in listening to the community about what they like and don't like and responding to that.
It's very obvious they care about their community.
Yeah. And so, like, I'm sure that this doesn't sit well with them, but, like, that just leads me to believe that the deal that Sony must have struck must have been, like, astronomical in order to get them to topple on that because, that makes me feel even worse that it's like, well, the reason it is because Sony, like, put a buttload of money.
Remember,
into
Activision's
it.
The publisher.
Well, exactly.
A certain amount of weight. Well,
and Sony's playing their cards right in general because it's not just Bungie. Like, it's with Call of Duty. Like, there's a bunch of, like, platforms that went over and made PlayStation their dominant platform.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That flip
and, like,
from
just,
Xbox.
Just the last like point on this, like, to extrapolate it off Destiny, like, there's now more than ever has been this, like, war between PlayStation and Xbox, and I guess now PC's getting involved in it, in just snapping up whatever content there can be in order to encourage players to go to that platform. Like, I don't like that. Like, I wish there were
just... It is decades old, by the way.
Well, I was going to say, you're Sonic not gonna and Mario. Not yeah.
No, I know, but I mean, forever. It's more now than Sonic ever because there's... People are competing... What did you just say?
He said Sonic was better than Mario? Did you really
As a huge
that?
Sonic fan, I can say you are objectively incorrect.
Sonic 2?
Oh, my God.
Sonic 2 or Mario
was
one?
Better. And let's move on. All right, yeah. Mario is absolutely the best.
I love Sonic, but...
Like, buy it.
Exactly.
Yeah. I love Sonic.
Sad but like, Sonic
it,
for life.
Okay. It just isn't good for the gamer when companies are vying for...
Last process.
Games and content and exclusive stuff, because then you're forced into a position to be like, you have to make choices about where you want to play things all the time. That sucks.
To me, that is the industry, though. Like, that
yeah, but
is
not
it.
An excuse.
No, but that, it's been, that's been,
but that's the point. It's not
going to
go away. Like,
yeah, like I, that, that has been Nintendo, you know, Sega does what Nintendo don't. All these campaigns, like it's, they've been going on yeah. for 30
years. You're not
going
to see it go away. Even,
it's not going to change.
Yeah. Even advantages on PC and Steam and stuff yeah. like that exist. So look, it's not going to go away. People, publishers, platform makers will incentivize you, even like pack-ins, and it's always going to exist. Yeah. Everybody's yeah. vying to get that.
What we're going to do, Sean, is we're going to get you a PlayStation. And then we're going to find you a staggered stick controller so you can use your Elite Port. Right.
But then for Battlegrounds, I want to play that. So
yeah, we'll be over next.
I want to try that on console. That's exciting. Anyway, guys, that's all we have time for today. Thank you so much. Don't forget, if you listen to this in audio form, please leave us a review because it helps us grow. That's it for this episode. Until next time,
Guardians out.
Hey, everybody, I forgot to mention one thing. We're actually going to be at GuardianCon, the big community event this coming weekend. So if you're there, be sure to say hello to myself and Fran. And introduce yourself. Just say hi. We'd love to chat with you.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am extremely excited to invite you to Rachel Uncensored. It's my podcast where I sit down and get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics, and sometimes we might be under the influence when we do so. We cover things from personal stories to hot button issues. And it's the only place on the internet you can find an uncensored version of me. It's a side of me that you might not have seen before because it's not the most family or brand friendly. But don't worry, I'm still sort of slightly a decent human being. If you're intrigued, then make sure you check it out. New episodes drop every Wednesday. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.